We are a supplier of high-quality, American-made tactical gear and apparel. We have pledged a commitment to excellence, and from that pledge, we will not waver. EmpireTactical.org.
What happens when the machine is possessed by the eugenic ghost? How do you fight that? How do you change that? There's a lot of different ways to do it. But the biggest and most important from my research and historical experience, 20 years fighting this toe-to-toe, is you got to believe in humanity, and you've got to decide humanity's good. You got to decide you want to build other people up. You got to decide you want to be honorable. You got to realize there is evil in this world, and that it's running the show right now, and that we're in a deep crisis. But most people just want to look fashionable, act cool, and have a good time, and they think they're unhappy because they're not having a big enough party. And all experience has shown that it is the animating contest of liberty that makes you happy, empowered, and great. The problem is, as I've said 1,000 times, the great men and women that have delivered us to this current position are dead and gone. Dead and gone. Gone, gone, gone. And in its place, the decadent slobs, the mightiest of us, weak compared to those that came before. Dishonored, fallen. slouching towards Gomorrah. There is a way to avert this great plan, but I have not the strength to loose it.
Alex Jones here.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Which is a wisdom. So we have Eden right there.
Excuse me?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war.
It's happening
now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Well, we've almost gone through the first month of the 2015. It's hard to believe. It is Sunday, the 25th day of January, 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here as we are live every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. About once a month, David Knight, great InfoWars nightly news anchor, hosts the Sunday show. He does a great job and is becoming very, very popular with the listeners, which is a great thing because his acumen and understanding of world events is right up there with mine and in some cases more informed than myself and many of the experts we have on the broadcast. So appreciate David Knight being here last Sunday. I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, at 4:07 Central Standard Time. Many stations rebroadcast it in other time slots. We want to thank all of those affiliates, both the old affiliates and the new affiliates. I've been doing the syndicated radio broadcast for 20 years. And for about 7 years, I've been broadcasting on Sundays. I figured that a lot of stations out there weren't ready to pick up the show weekdays, but if I could get them to try out the broadcast, that they would end up picking it up weekdays or weeknights, and that certainly happened. We went from about 70 affiliates 7 years ago or so, 68, 70-something affiliates. And then with the Sunday show, almost every new affiliate we've gotten has picked up the Sunday show. They've gotten a lot of listener support, gotten good listenership, ratings, community support, and then they start putting us on re-aired at night, and then almost every station then within about a year ends up carrying us live during the day. On big stations, mom-and-pop stations, little stations, they're all precious of every size across the United States. Now, over 185 affiliates across the United States, over 100 carrying this Sunday broadcast. But, you know, stations come and stations go. They change formats, they change directions, and that's why it's always important to keep growing, because as we gain stations, we lose stations. We've probably lost over 100 affiliates over the years that have switched to ESPN. I can't tell you how many times I've been on a station in Orlando or in Corpus Christi or in New York City or in Los Angeles or in St. Louis or in Minnesota, St. Paul, I remember, and we're on for a couple of years, get great listenership. It's just that they sell or they change format. That's what happens. And that's why no one listening to this broadcast should take it for granted. Because these type of hardcore, pro-America, common sense, Americana, constitutional views are very popular. They are common sense. But at the same time, the power structure and the entire system does not like to fund it. The establishment does not to go out and raise $400 million a year like they do for NPR for true libertarian talk radio. You don't have George Soros pumping billions of dollars into pro-liberty, pro-individual type media. It is you, the individual, that support the local sponsors, that support the local shows, that tell the station why you're supporting sponsors or why you're a sponsor. And it's those of you that spread the word about this radio show that make it possible. And we've had a lot of ups and downs in 20 years on air, but if you look at the graph, it just goes straight up to frightening levels. It's frightening to easily have 18 million viewers and listeners a week by every metric. In fact, that's a very low number. Sometimes we have 10 million YouTube views a week. But if you count AM and FM stations, 3 million listeners a day, most folks tune in once or twice a week. If you add it all together, it's about 10 million listen terrestrially every week one way or another. If you add in YouTube and satellite and shortwave and other platforms, it's over 25 million. But we just say 18 million because through some of the ad agencies that are out there that have derivative breakdown aggregates, it's 18 million. That number is about 2 years old. This radio show reaches 18 million people a week. That is just a gargantuan responsibility. And that doesn't mean we're in listening areas that have 18 million people. A lot of talk show hosts will be in a city with a million listeners potentially and say, we have a million listeners. No. Rated, we have 18 million. 18 million people tune into this radio show worldwide, about half of them in the United States. So we're talking 9 million a week in the United States. Other places were top: Canada, the UK, Germany, the Netherlands, Switzerland. You can go to Alexa.com, and it's an Amazon company that does online ratings. It's pretty accurate overall. It matches our Google Analytics and other ad agency, Arbitron, wide spectrum analysis we have. And you look at it, and it's scary how the numbers fit depending on the metric, whether it's Google Analytics or what Amazon uses. And you can see the countries where we're huge. We're bigger in places like Switzerland than we are in the U.S. You know, whereas we might be number 400 in the U.S. last time I checked their websites. We might be number 5 in some African countries. Yeah. I mean, this broadcast is really special. And I'm not up here on some high horse before I get into all this news telling you, hey, we're big, we wear big britches. Boy, we're really special. Give us a red carpet. It's the opposite. I'm telling you that we are having major effects worldwide, and that if other people listening who are already talk show hosts or who are publishers or who are scientists or lawyers who are well-spoken, if you would engage in the fight for humanity, you would have a big success as well. And you spiritually and physically would gain great wealth for your family's future. This is where the real fight is. It's not in the fanciest jet or sports car or the biggest mansion. And believe me, I could have all of that, and I've had a taste of all of that, and it means nothing. My rank right now in the U.S. is 544. Oh, no, I'm sorry. MSNBC is 544. We're 356 in the U.S. I thought we'd gone down. I'm sorry. We've gone up about 100 points. Sorry. MSNBC.com is 544. We're 350-something. Sorry. So that's why they have George Soros' Media Matters doing investigations on us, sending private detectives, literally digging through our trash cans. They're scared. And they should be. Because if a bumbling, stuttering, hillbilly redneck with no college degree can be kicking your ass worldwide right now, can you imagine when the other men greater than I stand up? It's game over. And let me give you a message that I've been given for 20 years, because in my heart I've always known this. I'm here to blow the alarm, to blow the trumpet, to get the real warriors up. That's all I'm doing. I got big lungs. I'm willing to scream out. I'm up there on the parapet. The enemy tells me there's no attack going on. Bull. We're losing our freedoms up one side and down the other. We're being enslaved. And I've been blowing that watchman horn. I've been blowing that trumpet. And let me tell you, the fires are being lit. I can see the watchtowers firing up all over the world as humanity and that great spirit fires up. And it's such an incredible honor for all of my foibles and all my warts and everything that I've done that's been bad. I did it from a position of trying to do the right thing and trying to warn people. And it's hit the zeitgeist. It's hit pay dirt. pay dirt over and over again. And I'm not looking for physical wealth, but I have raised, I did the math a few months ago with the accountants, $187 million in 20 years to finance this operation. That's an example of what one person can do. Cost me tens of millions of dollars a year to run this operation, and you, the listeners, have come and supported us with the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've put 95% of that money back into the operation after taxes, and it's had a huge effect. So I salute you all. You have helped forge this sword. It's already had such a great effect. It is InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you've helped forge this sword that I know that if we take the proper actions, it can be the weapon that begins to open up the veins of the globalists to the information war, and we will bring them down. We're here. We're real. 110% on the battlefield, committed to human liberty, committed to fair play, committed to a level playing field, committed to empowering families, committed to self-defense, committed to space travel and victory and innovation. When we come back, we'll tell you what the enemy's into.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we're 20 minutes in the broadcast, and I'm not even hit the news yet. I know that's why you tune in. But the reason I spent a segment talking about this broadcast and the effect it's had was a testament to the power of human liberty and what individuals can do when they take action. And the major news organization with more than 50 crew members, with the nightly news, the documentary films, everything we do that reaches more than 20 million people a week, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the films that have been seen, it's ridiculous amounts. We have one YouTube channel with 500 million views total. It's like three times that. It's just amazing. And we can change the course of history if we just realize that we have power. That's what it takes. And we're not dead, that we're not in a coma. The whole social engineering program is about keeping us in a coma. Now, just look at the stacks of news I have here. Because I didn't start pontificating about this radio show because I had lack of news. I mean, it just all ties together. And it's all so epic, so incredible that I can't even give credence to breaking it down. Look at this story from Friday. It's up on DrudgeReport.com right now. It's by Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. And you can go right to the Davos, Switzerland website and watch the video where they announce global government's here and that government mosquito drones will extract your DNA, forcibly inoculate you. And they said, quote, privacy is dead, they announced. Eric Schmidt announced the same thing from Google. This was from a professor, Seltzer, in computer science at Harvard University. That's one article out of 200-plus I've got here. They're all just as insane. It's not me saying all this. It's what they're building. And the paradigm shift is, for the first 10, 15 years or so, I was covering stuff that was in white papers, government documents, legislation, stuff listeners were mailing me that, you know, worked in universities, trade publications. And people hear this stuff and think, you're crazy. Now it's just out in the open. So we've kind of crossed that event horizon Rubicon now, where some people go, okay, global government's being formed. What's the big deal? You know, on Star Trek, it's a global government. It's all going to be kumbaya, happy, lovey, and the planet's like some giant Whole Foods with trendies walking around. That's only the first level of the takeover to make you think it's going to bring you success. In the establishment's own words, in the end game, it's hell on earth. And I want to break that down right now. But first off, Edward Snowden, Apple iPhone with secret eye feature allows government to spy on you. That's old news, but there he said it. Greece's anti-bailout party wins election. Death of prosecutor shakes faith in president in Argentina. Government institutions, I mean, he said they're going to kill me, they killed him. And now they're calling it a conspiracy theory if you question it. It doesn't work anymore to say that. Major blizzard. De Blasio says it could be the biggest snowstorm ever to hit the city. Al Gore says, well, that the cold weather is caused by global warming. Iran lawmakers drafting law on nuclear enrichment hike. So the West is suddenly allied with Iran, and they're suddenly saying they're going to blow up Israel and create nuclear weapons and all the rest of it. It's just crazy. And meanwhile, our government's also backing Saudi Arabia and Al-Qaeda running around under the name ISIS. China admittedly is going into a depression. That's the London Guardian. We predicted that years ago. Harvey Dent and others, not the comic book character, but Harry Dent, not Harvey Dent. We should get him back on. I tell you, that guy's amazing. We'll also get into hating Whitey. Arizona State stirs pot teaching the problem of whites class. See, the problem is white people. Yeah, that's 7% of the world population. Let's just get rid of them. We'll get rid of Beethoven and rocket ships as well. We're going to get to that. Palin says she's seriously interested in 2016 campaign. Hey, I'll say it. Palin's a lot better than Jeb Bush or Chris Christie. She's the real deal. And that's why the system attacks her and says she's dumb because she's a woman with these fake feminist dirtbags that are really just social controllers that want to dominate women and lecture to them and not let them make their own decisions. Every fake leftist feminist doesn't want a woman to be armed. That right there shows you don't care about women. I mean, Sarah Palin is so much better than the current so-called neocon leadership of the Republican Party. Now, is she as good as a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz? No. But she'd make a hell of a VP. That's a winning ticket right there. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine Cruz, Palin? And I'm sorry, if she was as smart or as constitutional as a Ted Cruz, I'd say her. But, I mean, I've listened to them both, read their writings. They're both really smart. I don't think in the law and giving slick speeches, I'm as good as Ted Cruz. I'm sorry. He's just more presidential. It's just the winning ticket is Ted Cruz, Sarah Palin, or Rand Paul, Sarah Palin. I mean, just it cannot be beaten. Look at every Democrat. I'm sorry. I'm salivating. Oh, if we could just turn our power plants back on and just not sell the country out to derivatives and get rid of and repeal Obamacare. That'd save the country right there. I'm sorry. I'm having, well, they call them precipitation dreams. I better stop right now. So we've got that in the stack. We've got this whole Seahawks, Ballgate, Inflategate, Deflategate, and the Patriots have said they've done nothing wrong. The reason this story is important is that it shows how the public loves a conspiracy theory that doesn't affect anything real, other than your fantasy football, I guess, or your gambling. Who cares if the New England Patriots cheated? It's a game. It's entertainment. All these teams are cheating. They're all on roids. They're all on growth hormone. I mean, most of them are. There's just a constant corruption. They're on drugs. They're injecting them with painkillers in their knees. Everyone knows this. Of course they're being brain damaged. Of course it's a scam. Of course, but it doesn't. They're not taxing us, other than their fake football stadiums that we have to pay for. They're not taking my guns. They're not putting fluoride in my water. But people love a go. Oh, yeah. The Patriots, they're involved in a conspiracy, and everybody wants to email me and talk about it and go over every level of it and why the teams bring their own balls and everything else. And there's all the ball jokes that go along with it. How is there a conspiracy here, but there's not with LIBOR and world interest rates or the private Federal Reserve or derivatives? I mean, that's what really affects you. That's where you're really being screwed over. But it's boring suits and ties. I mean, who cares? So let's cover this right now. Patriots say they followed the rules and accept no blame. Belichick says 100% Patriots did nothing wrong. Well, there's referees that you see handling those balls. I mean, they love to squeeze on them and see if they're inflated or not. And, you know, by the end of the game, I guess they – do they drain them before they pass them on to, like, sell them on the eBay or whatever? Or is that Obama?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com, UNVEILINGthem.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Listen to this baloney.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
The national debt's doubled under Obama from...
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
From what? $9 trillion to $18 trillion. And it hadn't gone up. Because he said so. And if you disagree with that, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, then, brand me a conspiracy theorist. That means someone that questions known liars.
The media can point at a bunch of schizophrenics online, you know, that think all sorts of crazy stuff and say, oh, that's a conspiracy theorist. No, a conspiracy theorist is someone demonized by the known lying mainstream media who doesn't buy into lies anymore. Now, I mentioned a lot of this news, but let me drill into it right now. Why are we in so much trouble? A. B. Why do we need to wake up now to avert this large global corporate plan that is being carried out? I don't have to sit up here and convince you global government's being formed, that large corporate industry are running it, that large mega banks created thousands of trillions in fake derivatives they used to buy up the world. That's now mainstream news. I don't have to convince you that international bankers rule the world and call the shots. That's on CNBC. In fact, when we come back in the next intro, let's play that intro that has that. Just for new listeners that haven't heard it over and over again, all the newscasts announcing we're slaves to private bankers. Aren't we all just slaves, international bankers? Don't they control the governments? Every guest, yes, 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 yes. So Ron Paul 30 years ago, myself 20 years ago, we don't have to now convince people this is going on. It's admitted because they're in the end game. The question is, where do they take us in the end game? And so you might want to listen to us now because we were right before. Just kind of a rule that you like to go to people for financial advice that have been right over and over again. You like to go to folks that are guides, that know how to take you to the best fishing holes, who are right over and over again, have the highest ratings, or restaurants that have the highest ratings. You know, you go to who tends to deliver. Now, does mainstream media deliver? Well, for the last 30, 40 years, they've denied all this. Now that it's coming out, they just throw it in your face. So more and more, we can use mainstream media because they're just reporting on what's already happened. There is a collection of private families and mega central banks that control government's issuance of currency and credit who've taken much of the world over. They're mopping up a few sectors, Russia, China, the Middle East, and parts of Africa right now. They're taking those over by the sword and by economic conquest and economic depression, economic warfare. And their stated plan is to end the Renaissance that started roughly 500 years ago with the Gutenberg Press. That's the printing press, ladies and gentlemen, that first printed the Gutenberg Bible. This is their own stated goal. I'm going to get into Davos openly announcing this in a moment. You understand? They're announcing this. So you're not allowed to say it's not happening, okay? Now, they don't like the Renaissance. Now, why did the oligarchs of 500 years ago, the royal families and the church, not like it then? Because there were scientists that said the earth wasn't the center of the universe, and they didn't like that. Nowadays, we like to think America's the center of the universe or something, you know, but the point is it's not. So you had a bunch of oligarchs and special interests that wanted to be in total control, like North Korea, where people think that Kim Jong-un makes the sun come up in the morning while he's hanging out with Dennis Rodman and other bizarre behaviors. It doesn't matter, though, because there was a free market of ideas that began to develop in Europe. The Dark Age from Japan to Germany began to end 500 years ago, roughly. Can you guys give me the date of the Gutenberg? I think it's 14, late 14s, if I'm right, maybe 15, early. I forget. Let's just see. I wouldn't win Jeopardy's the point, but let's just pull it up. But that's established by most historians that the Gutenberg press, the printing press, is the mark of the beginning of the Renaissance. So the elites, the royalty, the church, they're all worried about it. What do? They begin to try to use licenses and other things to control the new Renaissance. They try to take control of society. They fund Malthus and they fund Galton and they fund eugenics in the last 200 years. And so there's competing oligarch systems and oligarch formulas of control and monopolies versus free market open systems. Now they've just used the last 100 years, the incredible largesse, the glut of goods and services and media, to create a decadent slob class. I'm part of it, though I'm on the upper end of being awake and involved and caring and dynamic. I'm still a giant walrus-like slob compared to my forebears. So you've got a world of walrus-like slobs in the West, too lazy to have children, too lazy to have a destiny, too lazy to even want anything in the future, versus the starving, murdered, third-world population. And you've got the tiny technocrats above that, in their own words, who've decided that when they go to Whole Foods or they go to the shopping mall or they go to the airport, they don't like crowds of people and they don't like how stupid and ignorant and self-centered you are. They're self-centered, but they know the game plan. They were smart enough to run, you know, credit default swaps, scams, and other derivatives frauds, and they were happy to have subprime bubble scams. And I've got some of their quotes here today. Those very billionaires are in the news at Davos saying, you don't need air conditioning or a car, not in Africa, like Obama said last year, but in America. And they're going to take everything you've got and transfer that money to themselves to live like no kings ever lived before, on steroids. And you know what? They've learned through social engineering, you're going to enjoy it. It has nothing to do with saving the earth. But they do look at 7.5 billion people and all the resources that are being used, and they see those as their resources. And so billionaire lectures serfs in Davos, America's lifestyle expectations are far too high, close quote. If you listen closely this morning, you could hear's humanity vomit as J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon began to speak at Davos, who flew there in a $100 million jet with a huge entourage of four other aircraft. Which, hey, great. You know, and he gets chumps to go out and get balloon mortgages, and then he goes out and gets the government to bail it out. And then he sits there when the government bails out J.P. Morgan. He then lectures the government, who's now a debtor to J.P. Morgan, for bailing them out. See how that works? Here's another one. Al Gore spends $90 trillion to ban cars from every major city in the world, Daily Caller, and it's got his quotes. And the GCEC study that says just ban cars entirely, because the elite fly helicopters anyways, and then just charge you so much for a 200-square-foot apartment that it's the equivalent of a 10,000-square-foot house. I'm not joking. These are real actuaries. Why not? The public will put up with it. If you have some simpering person with a NPR voice, you know, with cornrows or, you know, with their pants hanging down over their butt or some kind of trendy outfit, you know, with a John Lennon shirt on, people do whatever they're told. They're told it's trendy. It's not a fascist world government takeover. It's not a plan to cut off resources to the third world that'll kill a billion people conservatively in the next 10 years, according to many metrics. It is the most trendy, cool thing ever heard of in the world to be poor and to pay for a tiny car, which you would previously pay, you know, for the finest Mercedes. You want a motorcycle on four wheels with a tin can that's incredibly dangerous and everything else? Oh, it's for the earth, blah, blah, while they block real innovation and all the other clean technologies that are out there. Here it is. Obama seeks to put Alaska refuge, that's 90% of the state, off limits to drilling, while he gives a State of the Union speech last week claiming that he wants us to be energy independent. So there you go. Al Gore's got something like 10 houses. One of them's 40,000 square feet or something. But you shouldn't be able to have a house. Just remember that. So this is the plan. And when we come back, before I get to other news and open the phones up to your calls, I want to talk about the difference between a free market system, a Renaissance system, and a crony capitalist collectivist system on the other side. Because this is the whole ballgame. This is how the world really works, folks. Don't you want to know?
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit ancientdefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Criminals like you,
guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, there was that short clip of CNBC, the central bankers are in charge, we're all just their slaves. And again, people have been taught you're either a communist or you're a right winger. Because that's what the left says. Oh, we're socialists, but you study what they do. Lean forward, and all those MSNBC slogans are like Marxist-Leninist famous slogans. If you're informed, you look at it, you go, oh my God, it's Engels, it's Marx, it's Lenin. But it's not. It's just big mega banks that control governments and issue the money. They can buy everything up. So they don't like free market because you end up owning your own property. You end up owning your own factory. They want you on government welfare, or they want you with a government loan. They want to run your life. They're the opposite of a Renaissance economy 500 years old. They're the old system of serfdom, of feudalism, of control. And they dress it up in little nice little black ladies like MSNBC, you know, with in little pink dresses going, oh, communism's good. Oh, we love the children. Or, you know, nice little white guys in little suits to appeal to everybody. And they come on there and say, your kids belong to the state, and other just over-the-top statements to get us all fighting with each other. While the decision has been made, and I just read a couple mainstream headlines, that you can't have anything. You've got to be totally poor. Humans are bad. And they're not even saying that because humans might be hurting the earth. They're just saying it so they can swindle more of your money and jack up your taxes and exempt themselves. You see, they've set up global government where they leave the nation states. There's a global corporate government with all these secret treaties on record. And then you get the treaties decades later, they're all exempt from taxes. See, if they weren't exempt from the taxes being this high, you would have lower taxes because they'd be under the same ones. It's the ultimate form of discrimination. That's why they scream racism, racism, sexism, sexism all day. It's so we're all looking for signs of a black person being racist or a white person being racist or a Hispanic being racist or a man not treating a woman right or vice versa or, oh my gosh, you know, men are urinating standing up, let's arrest them in Germany. I'm not joking, I've got that in the stack. Well, meanwhile, we're being engineered. We're being enslaved. We're having our basic freedoms annihilated. In every Club of Rome, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Davos, Switzerland speech. I was watching Davos on C-SPAN yesterday, and I just randomly turned it on. They had some global EU banker saying we've got to lower standards of living and we've got to get rid of families. And he says, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. To fund government, you need families. You need 2.1 children being born. We're 1.5. And is all this Greek or Martian to people? The West is already gone. Japan has 1.2 kids for every two adults. And idiots always send me emails and say, I can't believe you can even send emails. What do you mean 1.3 kids? You don't have 1.3. You either have one kid or you don't. Or you have to. We're talking about aggregate millions here. Come up. I mean, is the public so far gone it's just all over? I mean, is that what it's come down to, that you really want to just be engineered and learn how football works or how to act cool, but not how the world works? You know, all the sports scores going back 50 years and the baseball scores and what type of underwear Mickey Mantle wore or Babe Ruth. Who cares whether the footballs were inflated or not? Does Obamacare increase your prices? Does it create death panels? You should take that personal because it does, and now you're experiencing it. So they want a world government not based on free market, but by government regulations that are selectively enforced to shut down all the competition and to put in tax incentives where Germany last year outlawed single families, homes. You must live in big dormitories with a watchman that controls your life and social workers on every floor. I mean, this is hell that's being created. This is totalitarianism, but it's only allowed because there is a 0.1% that wants people to attack the 1%. No, if you look at it, about half the wealth is owned by a tiny fraction of the 1%. And they're waging war against the 20% that's the middle class that 30 years ago in the U.S., the numbers came out last week, was about 35-40%. The middle class is gone. And Obama gives all these speeches about middle class all day. Oh, KUT in Austin. Look, tiny apartments could be answer to Austin's housing crunch. Oh, but they charge you more per square foot for them. See, it's artificial scarcity. You don't get a little apartment and get it cheap. No, they just teach you to have less so the governing class can have a bigger piece of tax pie. And so more people can work for government or corporations that have government contracts so that the globalists can socially control you through that paycheck. The end of the Renaissance, the return of the Dark Age with a high-tech surveillance grid overlay that is a technotronic Armageddon. Look at these headlines. Harvard professor, government mosquito drone will extract your DNA. You know, I see all these wild things on air that I've read from Davos over the last decade. It's just all from them. Harvard professor Margot Seltzer warned that miniature mosquito drones will one day forcibly extract your DNA on behalf of government and insurance companies, as she told scientists at the World Economic Forum in Davos that privacy was dead. Well, yeah, they're already putting in all the cars, tracker boxes that tax you by the mile in the last 15 years, and now they announced this year they're going to go live with them and start taxing. It's already begun in like 8 cities. Seltzer, professor in computer science at Harvard University, told attendees, privacy as we knew it, in part, is no longer feasible. How we continually think of privacy is dead. See, oh, it's like a warning? No, it's not. It's, we will assimilate you. Resistance is futile. That's what this announcement is. I remember like 12 years ago, Bill Gates came out and was already creating mosquitoes that have vaccines in them that are biological mosquitoes. And people didn't believe me when I was reading from his own think tank's website. Now let's continue down this line. This is a BizPak review article. It links through the Arizona State University and local TV. This is a real headline. I didn't make this up. Hating whitey, close quote, Arizona State stirs pot teaching the problem of white classes. Well, don't worry. Just the last 2 weeks, over 100 white people were killed, confirmed, because they were white in the U.S. But it's only in local news, though. Who cares? They deserve to die. They're white. College student in Arizona can now take a class on hating whitey and to learn the, quote, problem of whiteness. And it goes through that whites are inherently an evil on the earth, this funded by the mega elite that control everything, just to get us all fighting with each other. Here's another one from InfoWars.com, Kurt Nemo. He links through to the German newspapers. You can't make this up. I remember covering this last year. German court rules man can urinate while standing up. Feminist groups had claimed that men urinating standing up was a privilege over women and was an act of male dominance. But a court has ruled that they will not pay a £2,855 damage for a feminist landowner, apartment owner, that said that her male renters might splatter on the seat. But remember last year Michelle Obama said, don't say the word bossy because feminists aren't bossy. No, what you are is a bunch of hardcore totalitarian scumbags that want to control reality and lecture us how to live and operate while telling women that they shouldn't have a man in the house so they're alone and the state's their husband and a woman shouldn't have a gun. Well, you know what? Everybody's done with you and we know who you are, Phil, and it's declassified, you're CIA funded. Second hour coming up. We'll pee standing up. You can go to hell.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.